Chapter 24. Threshold. Just before sundown, his ability and skill came off of its 24-hour freeze. Throughout the day, he'd alternated between sadness and fascination. Lauren was never far from his thoughts, but being able to pull up his status and windows was more than interesting. A couple hours before his ability and skills unfroze, the second Constitution orb had integrated into him. The effect had been drastic. Congratulations. You have absorbed a common rank constitution orb. Your constitution will be increased by 3 to 5. Constitution increased by +5. Current constitution, 24. Healing energy floods your body. Moderate injury status improved to mild injury. Healing energy floods your body. Mild injury status removed. You are no longer injured. Congratulations. Your constitution has risen above 20. You have passed a minor threshold. Constitution is now at threshold 2. Reaching a threshold provides not only a quantitative increase, but also a qualitative change. Constitution to HP ratio improved from 1 to 2 to 1 to 3. Stamina consumption is marginally decreased. Increased resistance to physical ailments. Energy from constitution attribute increased from +5 to +10. Free energy, 5. If the first constitution orb had made him feel a lot better, this one made him feel like vitality was surging through his body, nearly overflowing. Was this the healthiest he'd ever been? Finn felt like he'd felt in high school, like he wanted to jump out of bed and sprint 100 yards just because he could. He could feel literal power coursing through his body. Before he could marvel in his new vitality, a new prompt appeared. Hidden injuries of the rank common and below will now be removed. A laundry list of more than 100 items ran down his vision, like the closing credits of a movie. Reading just a few of them made Finn curse softly. Hidden injuries removed. Weakness, left knee. Scar tissue. Right shoulder, left shoulder, lower back, left knee, right hand. Alveolar scarring, bilateral lungs. Cancerous lesions, ×5. Precancerous lesions, ×139. Epidermal and dermal radiation damage, mild. Dormant infections, Varicella zoster, human pap. Chronic kidney disease, 1. Liver steatosis. The cavalcade of horrors continued. More than a few of the hidden injuries serious enough that they could have killed him in a few years. All over his body, Finn felt a series of strange sensations. One spot was his left knee. He'd had it operated on after taking some shrapnel during the war. As he watched in amazement, a tiny hole opened on the lateral side with a small amount of blood. Before he could even begin to WTF out about that, a bloody object pushed out of the hole before falling on the bedside. A second later, the hole closed, only a small trickle of blood showing it had ever been there. Blinking in amazement, Finn picked up the fallen object. Wiping the blood off, he confirmed what it was. It was the surgical pin that had been used to put his knee back together. Not giving him any time, his jaw opened against his will. The same strange sensation filled his mouth, and a second later, he felt several small objects on his tongue. Spitting them into his hand, once again, his guess was proved right. Fillings. His body had just ejected his dental fillings from his teeth. Whatever a threshold was, it seemed like it had pushed him back to a state of health he never thought he'd reach again. Changes kept sweeping through him, filling his body with strange sensations. It never advanced to actual pain, but there was more than some discomfort. He could literally feel his muscles shifting and smoothing in places. His abdomen was filled with strange twists and turns, and faint popping noises came from his joints. This lasted for about 6 or 7 minutes, until a whole body sensation overtook him. It felt like he was vibrating slightly, from his head to his toes. After a few seconds of this, he started noticing a strange film on his skin. A moment later, he started sneezing. It felt like he'd breathed in pepper and was expelling it from his lungs. When it ended, He ran a finger along his skin. The film came off easily. In fact, just shaking his arm made it fall. Not understanding what had happened, he scanned back through the hidden injuries. There at the bottom was the answer. 4.8 grams of microplastics removed. Finn blinked. Had this change to his constitution really removed even the artificial contaminants that every human had tucked away amongst their cells? Thank God I don't have a penis pump, he thought with an amazed chuckle. Not that I'd need it, because... He lifted the blanket to check. Yup, hard wood. Whatever had been in those magical balls had made him harder than a diamond in an ice storm. He couldn't wait to put more in him. He was also thankful that his circumcision hadn't been considered a hidden injury. Canadian bacon wasn't his thing. That revealing thought aside, he checked over his body. With wonder, he saw that even his scars were gone. The acid burn on his left thigh from when he'd been captured during the war was gone. His body was also missing the myriad number of marks normally accumulated through childhood, and that nearly everyone who had survived the war had to live with. Finn continued his physical exam, and his jaw dropped. All the bruises and cuts were gone. Checking all over showed only smooth, light brown skin. There wasn't even a trace of pink healing flesh. Finn blinked in astonishment. He was better. Broken legs, cracked ribs, concussion, extensive burns, they were all gone. Using the mirror function on his link, he actually stopped and stared. He looked younger. Instead of his 43 years of age, he looked like he was in his 30s, his early 30s. There was no denying that black don't crack, but this was ridiculous. He looked good. His joy immediately dampened. Why should he be celebrating when Lauren was lying cold in some morgue drawer? Finn grabbed hold of that guilt and didn't let it grow. Lauren was gone. He was still here. That was the reality. If he decided to change the second part of that later, then that's what would happen. Right now, spiraling down into guilt was a waste of energy. His emotions back under control, he looked back in the mirror, assessing himself clinically. He did indeed look younger. The bags under his eyes were lighter, and the few wrinkles he had looked a bit more smoothed. Finn only had a few strands of gray in his black curls before. While he could still see a couple, there hadn't been enough to really notice a difference if there was one. One question did pop out at him. Had he actually been this handsome when he was younger? For anyone else, that would have been cocky. But he'd always been realistic about his looks. He wasn't a heartthrob, but he'd never lacked for company. What he was seeing now was a man who would definitely turn heads. He still looked like himself, but maybe just a better version of himself. Maybe that was the healing? Healthy was sexy, after all. At least that's what the ads said. If nothing else, the changes in his appearance made it even more necessary to get out of this hospital. If people noticed the change in his appearance, it would raise red flags. Finn quit his self-inspection and went back to the prompt. Specifically, he was looking at the part that mentioned hidden injuries. Going through the long and exhaustive list, he was able to trace many of the injuries to specific wounds he'd suffered. Right shoulder was a bullet wound. Left shoulder had been a hammer blow during hand-to-hand combat during an op that had gone FUBAR. Low back, embarrassingly, had been an ill-advised foray into tantric sex. Right wrist had been a fight with the Tijuana pimp right after. He also laser-focused in on the cancerous lesions that he'd apparently been living with. The list did not tell him where they were, and his doctor mind couldn't help but start going through horrible scenarios. The literal dozens of precancerous lesions he'd had didn't help either. Stop it, he told himself quietly. That was the problem with having too much medical knowledge. You couldn't look at a mole without worrying, and you couldn't see a hot chick without worrying she had a transmissible reason for a low-grade fever. Giving the list one last look, he noticed it mentioned healing radiation damage from the sun. If his new state of health really had removed sun damage, That could definitely explain why he looked younger. Finn focused back on the second part of the prompt, the one telling him about the qualitative change in his constitution attribute now that he'd passed a threshold. Pulling up his status page, he was able to see exactly how much that had changed things. It was not a small shift.
Stats. Health. 30 increased to 58. Attributes. Constitution. 19 increased to 24.
The first thing he saw was that his energy had increased by 5 points. The boost coming from crossing the threshold in Constitution. That was good to see. He was starting to pick up that the magic of the labyrinth ran on energy. His power was the same, but he didn't waste much time on that. He still didn't know what the point of power was overall. From an earlier prompt, he knew it had something to do with his grade and why he, and apparently most of the people on Earth, were considered pseudo-mortal, rather than lesser mortal. Finn didn't even know how much power he'd need to advance from level 0 to level 1. In that moment, he couldn't care less. What was way more important was the increase in his health points. Before the Constitution orbs had been fully integrated into his body, his total health had been 30 without his injuries. Now it was almost double. With his injuries gone and his Constitution increased, his health points had increased from 18 to 58. That was amazing. According to the notifications, the boost to his health hadn't just come from adding 8 points of Constitution, or con, to his attributes. It was because there had been a qualitative change as well as quantitative. Each point of con was now worth 3 health points rather than 2. In games, his higher health pool would mean he could take twice as much damage. Real life couldn't work exactly like that, but Finn was sure there must be hidden mysteries in his increased health. Just what could he survive now? Would the explosion have even knocked him out? Could he take a bullet? That was when his trained mind noticed a discrepancy. He reread the earlier prompt. If he got 3 points of health for every point of constitution now, he should have 72 points, not 58. Finn ran the numbers in his head real quick.
I'm getting, what, 80% of that?
Frowning slightly, he checked the prompts again, but he couldn't figure out a reason for it. What he did know was that his status page said his health was full now. Finn decided to think about the number discrepancy later. Was he actually completely healed? With wonder, he swung his legs over the side of the bed. Bracing, he stood again, and was shocked to find he could stand without help. After taking a few steps, he discovered that his leg was fine and he could walk almost normally. It was better than fine. Ever since his surgery during the war, there'd always been a slight twinge if he twisted his knee a certain way. That discomfort had fled his body with the surgical pin, apparently. He'd effectively had years of bad decisions removed all at once, he realized with a grin. After consuming the first orb, he'd only been able to hobble to the bathroom with much difficulty. Now, he didn't have so much as a charley horse. Finn shook his head and couldn't keep a smile off his face. This was amazing. He'd gained another new prompt after his body had finished absorbing the second orb. Congratulations, you have improved a primary attribute by a minor threshold for the first time. You have earned 50 magicka. Total magicka, 2,210. Once again, he was suffused with warm vibration. Paying more attention this time, he was now sure that half of that energy flowed out of his body before the rest settled beneath his throat. Finn breathed out appreciatively. He didn't think he'd ever get tired of that feeling. Even more than how good it felt, he now knew magicka could help him discover things about the interface and this new world. The opportunity had reduced the strength of the mental barrier keeping him from his full status page, which begged the question, what else could he do with magicka? And why did it feel like he lost half of the magicka he gained? Where did that energy go? Finn put those questions aside and took stock. He had over 2,000 magicka, but couldn't seem to do anything else with it, despite concentrating on that spot beneath his throat for several minutes. He also had thousands of experience points, but got the same red prompt about his levels being locked. Finn was starting to hate those red prompts, like the blue screen of death. He also spent some time playing with the two silver coins. Occasionally, he felt like his fingers lightly tingled when he held them, but whenever he focused on the feeling, it disappeared, so he wasn't sure. Examining either face didn't reveal anything new. Next, he focused on the 8 points of fire element he'd gained. Frustratingly, whenever he examined it before, it said the points were locked until his whisper ability was off cooldown. Now that it was, new prompts greeted him.